Evolutionary.org presents Evolutionary Hardcore Podcast with your co-hosts, Steve from the American Underground and Mobster from the UK Iron Den. Get ready for the most hardcore and underground info in the industry. And here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6...
Evolutionary.org Hardcore episode 233 is coming your way. Today's going to be a really, really good podcast. And this podcast could change your physique beyond anything that you could have ever imagined. And today we're going to talk about the best cutting stack with Trenbolone by Parapharma. So we're going to go over, Mobster and I, we're going to go over, is Tren good for cutting? We're going to talk about the which ester you should pick, Tren options from Parapharma, diet, training, side effects to watch for, and why Parapharma is so good. First, a reminder, one, we are on Apple, we are on Spotify. Smash the like button, subscribe, leave comments, and that will help the algorithms pick up the podcast, help us grow, because we are trying to grow this organically. We're not a podcast that buys followers and buys views and buys likes like these other podcasts out there. We want to grow it the right way and the honest way, not the dishonest way. So that's what we're trying to do. I think 99%, I read something yesterday, 99% of these fitness podcasts that you see out there, they buy followers, they buy subscribers and all that shit. We don't do that on this podcast. So we're going to grow the right way. And this is a crowd sharing podcast. We bring in people that listen to the podcast to interview. We're the only podcast that does that. So let's get into it, Mobster. Is Tren good for cutting? And I'm going to ask you that. You've been around... probably like 20 more years than I have. You've been around since like World War II. You're a veteran. So,
well, my mama has something about
what's
me.
What's your take?
I've been around since Vietnam, I think, somewhere there around. Yeah.
What's your opinion on this one?
Well, the answer to this in very simple terms, which will make for an incredibly short show, is yes. Does it work for cutting? Absolutely. And all joking aside, the advantage of me being around a long time, for that matter, Steve having a great deal of experience, is, let me prephrase this, because there was Mitch Cooper was doing a thing this morning saying, oh, we're not doctors, there's no data for this. Look, Mitch, this is simple, right? You and I have experience. Mitch has experience. And we have the availability of being able to go on the internet and not just search for stuff today, but going back decades, right? So you can look at the original reason why products were created. But what you can really do, what Mitch kind of avoided doing on the show that I watched this morning, was Mitch knows what works, because otherwise, why the fuck's he sticking certain drugs into his body? And he knows what it works, not just because he's going to work with a set of doctors right now for this upcoming event that he's involved in, but because he can look at thousands upon thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions going back decades of people that have used different steroids for different reasons, and he knows damn well what works for this and what works for that. And he knows that by talking to his buddies, he knows that because he can look this shit up. And the reality of the situation that between me and Steve, we've probably got in excess of 60 years experience between the two of us, maybe more, maybe even close to 70. And we have the advantage that we also talk to other veterans. I've talked to steroid gurus who are no longer alive 20 odd years ago. I have books on steroids that are older than I am. Steve and I have done the history of steroids. So we know it's almost a fucking given. And it will not be scientific data for the things that we want, purely and simply for moral and ethical reasons anyway. But we know we can go back and say, right, if we go back to fucking 1980, Steve, and there's a way of doing the historical searches on the various search engines, we can look at the way those steroids were being used then, and we can compare them to now. And we can say, I can touch the table, say, touch wood. It's pretty much a fucking guarantee that the experience of millions of users of steroids, and specifically hundreds of thousands, if not millions of users of Trenbolone, have been able to achieve certain levels with their physique, whether that's in strength or muscle or cutting. So the reality of the situation is thus. I would put fucking money on Tren being great for cutting. And I can do that because I can go and search for and find just on our forum, Steve, just on Evolutionary, thousands of people that have used Trend. And out of that percentage, I would probably say 50 or 60% of those people have trained in such a way and dieted in such a way using Trend that they got leaner. That negates the argument. It's like saying, oh, it only does this or it only does that. The great thing about Trend, of course, Steve, as we know, it's also great for adding muscle tissue if it's used properly. And we're going to touch upon the whys and hows. And also great for strength. We know that just from reading what powerlifters have done and how they've used certain particular drugs. And we know that one of the drugs that they use is Trenbolone. But for today's purposes, for the show's purposes, is it a cut-in steroid? Yes. And what should we use with it for stack purposes as per the topic title to get the best results for a cut stack? So, yeah, I'm going to say it is a fucking given. I don't think it's an argument one way or the other, Steve. What do you think?
And yeah, you bring up a good point. If you ever go to a bodybuilder show, you see the guys lined up on stage, it's chemical warfare. And one of the steroids that I guarantee you that they are using is Tren. Another one is going to be Equipoise, especially guys who are doing physique competitions. Equipoise is very popular because Equipoise is like using, it's a testosterone derivative without using testosterone. But Tren is a different animal. And Trenbolone is structured in a certain way to be very, very aggressive because the stuff works, okay? It works. That's why they're using it. And it's designed to help you grow muscle and strength even while in a huge deficit, even while in a huge deficit. And it also helps you burn more body fat. So when you're on Trend, you'll notice during, if you get in a workout for the day and you don't eat enough carbs that day, you don't take in enough calories, yeah, you'll feel the hyponess because yeah, your body, your muscles become so fucking like sponges and they just want to suck everything up that you're left with nothing. And you'll notice on this stuff, you'll know on a day where, yeah, I didn't eat enough today. You'll feel it at the end of the day. You'll wake up in the middle of the night in a pool of sweat. It's called Trend sweats. And we're going to get into side effects later. You'll know it. And that's because Trend does an amazing job of fucking with your metabolism and helping you burn more calories, especially when you're working out and you're eating well. You're gonna shred up on this stuff. Like, I've seen people, even on like shitty diets, take this stuff, and like you see these guys on other forums and stuff. They have pictures of themselves, like in their avatars and stuff. Like they have pictures of when they were on Trend, but they don't have pictures of their current physique because when they come off Trend, they can't maintain what they had before. But they get so shredded on Trend that that's the pictures they want to show off, you know? So at the end of the day, when it comes to Trend, it's going to help you get to a place where you would have never been able to get to without it. And I know for me personally, it helped me reach all-time personal records in strength and size. And for many of you out there, using it to actually cut down is also going to be very fruitful for you. And one of the things too you want to like be aware of is that the transformation that you can get on Trend is something that's absurd for the amount of time that you're on it. So, let's say you were doing it for 8 weeks.
Less.
You can achieve things so quickly on it. So it's kind of a, steroid you got to be careful of because if you people at work are going to like say, hey, man, are you on steroids? Like your friends, your family are going to accuse you of being on steroids. It's not something that you can kind of keep under the table when you take it because you're going to transform so quickly on this stuff and it's going to change your physique and it's going to shred you up and it's going to make your muscles cut and it's going to get your vascularity insane. That it's just an insane steroid, hence why competitors are using it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, look, one of the things associated with the diet, and we've used this phrase before when we've done similar shows, is nutrient partitioning, which is essentially like making you more efficient or your body more able to use foods, specifically protein, fats, and carbohydrates, in a much more efficient way. Now, of course, because it's so potent, it comes with a side effect. Let me just touch upon one thing, and this is actually, I've used, and we're going to talk about Parapharma options later on. I've used one specific Parapharma product that contained Tryn. I ran it for a brief period, just 4 weeks, Steve. Then I went into my mega bulk. And I've said again and again and again when we've talked about Tryn, I literally recompositioned. The idea was that I would do more cardio, I would not eat any crap whatsoever, and I would just go out there and push just as hard as I normally do in the gym. And I dropped down 2 notches on my weight belt. And I think I went from 327 down to 320 at that time and went back up to 327. This is just in a very short period of 4 weeks. And yet my waist stayed down, meaning I lost fat. I lost size off my waist. And then I added muscle because I'd gone back up to the body weight I'd started with. So you go, right, that's real world results. That's not a fucking argument. That was 4 weeks. Now, we know why, for example, Steve, is Tryn alone so popular? Of course it's popular. It's one of those because it fucking works. It's like arguing about certain things out in the real world with regard to a phone or a camera or a car or whatever else. Is this the fastest car in the world? Yes. Why? Because it does 330 fucking miles an hour on the high street. There's no argument. You can't go, oh, yeah, but the wind was behind it or it's got this. No. That's real world. Actual fucking results. You can go down the autobahn and do 250, 300 in that car, blah, blah, blah. This is not on a track. It's not with a racing driver. That's with you behind the fucking wheel. Tryn works like that. The only argument, such as it is almost, I suppose, it's supposed to be the biggest problem that we sometimes have. And it sounds to the listener perhaps like we're salesmen for Tryn. And I've got to say, yes, because we've used it. Yes. Because it's so fucking effective, but you really, 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 and this is probably the number one thing, don't use it for your first ever steroid, almost because nothing else compares to it. Plus, as we will get into, as Steve said already, the side effects. So we always say to newbies, you really don't want to go with Tryn straight out the gate. I know how amazing those people that love Tryn feel it working, know it's working. They almost love the sweats. They love the side effects because it's so fucking potent. Let me just touch on that briefly. I'm one of those people who I don't think I'm overly sensitive to testosterone. I could take the same as someone else and they could say it's transformative and they feel great. They feel alpha. They're walking around with a hard on all the time. And I'm like, notice a little bit of an effect, but not as much as you. It doesn't feel that potent to me. Tryn, even I notice the effects of Tryn. Even I go, you know. And the product I was using was quite low milligram of Tryn, and it amounted to 150 milligrams a week, and even I could feel the effects from it. So some people, they absolutely fucking love it because it's one of those products you can take. It's a bit like taking Clen or DMP, Steve. You know when you're using it. There's no mild anabolic effect. There's no sort of slightly more potent effect like I might have with testosterone. There is an absolute, I know when I'm fucking using it. And for some people, they love that. They love that. It's another argument, Stephen, especially when it comes to cutting. Like Steve said earlier on, you can almost have a poor diet and still get great results. That almost goes, well, then I know that I'm going to get lean if I use Tryn. I know I'm going to get results in a way that perhaps other steroids that are useful for cutting don't quite give you that kind of guarantee. So it's that. But of course, the reality is anything that is that effective, anything that is that sexified has to come with kind of side effects. And again, I use this example in previous shows. It's a little bit like putting a fucking turbo into your car and then literally going down to the shops in it and not expecting this car that was only doing 120 miles an hour yesterday that suddenly become capable of doing 160 and you haven't quite driven it slowly just to get used to how much more powerful, how much more potent, how much more of a handful it is. Tryn needs to be treated with respect in that particular regard. So when it comes to cutting, when it comes to getting into shape, I've said, as I said earlier on, it's an absolute given that you're going to have that kind of results there. Back to you for a second.
Yeah, and look, the short answer to this question is trend good for cutting? And look, the short answer is yes. And, you know, it's one of the best steroids for that. One of the best steroids. And, you know, we typically use steroids, you know, to you know, get bigger and get stronger and prevent muscle wasting and that sort of thing. And a lot of steroids aren't good cutters. Like Dynabol is not a good cutter. Deca is not a good cutter. Anandrol generally is not a good cutter. Although it is a DHT derivative, but Trend, it does it all. It does it all. It can help you get bigger, stronger, and leaner at the same time. And Mobster, you know, he's a perfect example of that. His waist got leaner on Trend, and he changed nothing about his diet, kept training the same way, and it just leaned them out. And it's because of the metabolism.
All I did, Steve, was I did one more dose of cardio, so 6,000 my daily went to 9,000. And I stopped eating sweets and desserts. Everything else stayed exactly the fucking same. Training was the same. Everything else was the same. Yeah. If I change a lot, then you've got, where's the argument? I only changed a little bit, and I still got great results.
Yeah. And then nobody should be eating sweets and desserts anyway. So if you're eating sweets and desserts, you shouldn't be using Trend in the first place. So that should have already been. And we're going to talk about diet later in the podcast as well. So look, the bottom line is, you know, we've seen the transformations but, you know, at the end of the day, what Mobster was saying earlier, we're going to get into side effects later, you know, selling trend. I'm in the middle. Like me, you know, I've used Trend. I used Trend quite a bit back in the day, quite a bit, maybe use it a little too much. And at one point I was like, you know what? I'm done with this stuff.
You got injured. It made you so strong, Steve. You got injured.
It worked against me. So at the end of the day, like, I'm kind of in the middle on it, man. Like, I think everyone should try it for sure, but it may not be for everybody. But it's one of those things where the Parapharma Trend, when you do decide to use Parapharma Trend, which if you're a serious bodybuilder, you need to use. You know, if you're a serious bodybuilder, you definitely need to use Trend. You know,
we're going to give the listeners tips on mitigating side effects. We're going to make some good suggestions, we think, on how to use it, and, you know, to treat it with respect. That's, I think, the key thing here, Steve. To treat it with respect. Don't use it on every cycle. Make sure you're fully aware of how it works. Make sure that you try it a small amount to begin with, just to get the best out of it. And you know, like in Steve's case, and I just use Steve as an example here. If he did it again, he would be fully aware this time just how strong it makes him, and he would make sure not to allow himself to get a little bit too carried away and push himself to the point where his muscles, in his case, was a shoulder injury from bench pressing. He wouldn't allow himself to get injured this time around because he knows just how fucking potent Trenbolone is. Let's move on a little bit here, Steve. What we'd always associate articles with regards to a product like this, specifically Trenbolone in this case, and what came up in the article, and we're going to argue this a little bit ourselves now. We're going to have a back and forth for the benefit of you listening. So in the article, they refer to the initial versions of Trenbolone that were available historically, and that was in the form of Tren acetate, the short ester version. And then over the years, because there was a demand, testosterone enanthate was available, so labs, specifically companies that make products for what the listeners for this show, so we're not talking about medical reasons here, obviously, PED reasons, brought out a Trenbolone enanthate. Now, in the article, it specifically says the author of the article thought that the ACE version was better for cutting, specifically, and I'm like, yeah, if I was writing that article now, Steve, I don't know that I would say that. And the reason I think that is quite simply the popularity of the Trenbolone enanthate. And I know this is actually the article made this point. It says, is it a question of users getting better results, or is it simple? This is the actual phraseology that was used, that the enanthate is more popular versus more effective. Now, what do you think about that, Steve? Which would be better or someone that's cutting? And I will say that the product that I use, which we'll talk about later on in the show, did have the ACE in it. What's your experience and what's your thoughts? Which is better, the long or the shorter ester version?
Yeah, look.
For cutting.
I believe there's not enough understanding out there from people on what esters are. So esters, they're attached. You have a trinoester. That's what we're starting with. So in the lab, they attach the ester to it to give it a slower release. It's like when you go to the drugstore and you get Mucinex. So when you go to the drugstore and you have that Mucinex, it's to give the 24-hour and then you have the 48-hour and you have the 72-hour or whatever. I'm just giving you an example. Why would you get the 72-hour versus the 24-hour? Well, the 24-hour, you take it, it's going to be in your system quicker, but it's also going to be out of your system quicker. So if you're looking to sleep in the next day because you're sick, you're going to wake up in the morning, you're going to be all stuffed up because the Mucinex is going to be, it'll be out of your system pretty much. Right, but if you get the 72-hour version and you're going into the weekend, and you're like, oh, I'm sick, I feel like shit, I just want to fucking sleep in Saturday morning, and I want to sleep in Sunday, and fucking probably sleep in Saturday afternoon and take a nap Saturday afternoon, right? So you take the fucking 72-hour Mucinex on Friday, you'll be able to sleep in Saturday, and and it's still gonna be in your system, right, the whole way. So it's a slower release, but it's not going to be in your system as quick as a 24-hour. So that's the disadvantage. So we're comparing Tren-Ace to Tren-E, which Parapharma has both. The Tren-Ace is going to be in and out of your system quicker. The Tren-E is going to be in your system a little slower and then out of your system a little slower. So really, that's all it is. It's just the release of the ester, how fast the hormone is releasing in your body. So a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people don't understand that concept. So they're like, oh, the ACE is better for cutting than the E or whatever. And at the end of the day, it's the same shit. Now, maybe the ACE, because it was in their system quicker and it was peaking quicker, they noticed faster effects of the cutting. So maybe that's why they said that, Mobster. I'm not really sure. But at the end of the day, I've used ACE, I've used E, I've used blends of Tren. At the end of the day, it's the same fucking shit. It's the same fucking hormone. And it's just about how fast the fucking thing releases. So people, they need to stop over, they have to like take some time to understand how these esters work. And once they do, they'll understand. And a lot of it is a placebo effect because a lot of people parrot that. They're like, oh, the short ester, like a lot of people say with testosterone, the short ester doesn't aromatize, doesn't cause estrogen issues versus the long esters. And other people have said the opposite. Well, the long ester testosterone doesn't give me estrogen problem, but the short ester does. No, it's just that you've done both and you had different experiences with both. Maybe your body fat was higher or lower. Maybe you had a different diet. Maybe it was just your age. Maybe when you were younger, you were more prone to estrogen, or maybe when you're older, you're more prone to estrogen. So that's not how you do science. That's not how you do
Let me give you an
scientific
example,
research.
Steve. And actually, Steve makes a great point with regards to the science. And it occurred to me as you were talking, Steve, if it was a popularity contest, as this person suggests, over an effective contest, then at some point, the enanthrate version would have dropped off the fucking world. People want to get results, and the reality must be that they're not getting slightly slower results or slightly less better results or whatever else. They're getting the same fucking results. Because if they didn't, why the fuck's it still selling? This isn't like a book that some of us like to read and others don't. The books, I've got a couple of books here, Steve. They're fucking awful, awful, and yet they're considered classics. They're so goddamn hard to read, it's unreal. So you wouldn't bother with it. So therefore, I've got no idea what happens because it's so fucking god awful to read. But here we're talking about a medication. Does it work or doesn't it? And the reality is, it must fucking work. It's not, we're not buying it because we like the name or a lovely name, fate. It's my favorite word. No, we're buying it because there are results. So the person that wrote that article, they've got plenty of good information in there. But the one thing I'm going to say is, does enanthrate the longer ester work? Yes. And again, like Steve said, there's always going to be variables in regards to people's condition or whatever else. For example, and this is we'll touch upon because we're going to talk about diet and training next. If you want to get the best results from something, make sure that you're controlling some of the variables. So, for example, Make sure that your diet is on point. Make sure your training's on point. And you do this because if you're so, as Steve said earlier on, with regards to the poor diets, they're still getting results. If your diet is good, you'll get better results. And to put it crudely, and this will apply, unfortunately, to some of our listeners, if you're a fat motherfucker, you're going to get good results. But if you'd allowed yourself to get lean, or you fixed your diet, or your cardio was on point and your training was on point, guess what? You're going to get even better results. And real-world examples of this, which I've used on previous shows, is thus. I come from the world of strength, hence the desserts and the sweets that we mentioned earlier on. I don't need to be as focused on training, etc., or diets, should I say, as perhaps a bodybuilder who's looking to look absolutely lean and amazing on stage. That means I've hung around with weightlifters and specifically people that compete in strongman competitions. And even though they are leaner now than they was in the past, they will still have a higher percentage of body fat than a competing bodybuilder or someone who genuinely wants a six-pack or an eight-pack. It's not important for strongmen. And strongmen will use trend. And therefore, the effects, the side effects, the results will differ from bodybuilders. And there's a reason for the training and the diet specifically. The sheer volume of calories that some of the strongmen eat, the lack of a need to be leaner, although they, historically they are relatively lean compared to what they used to be, and so on. So look, we are going to recommend, and I'm going to bring Steve back in for this, and more because Steve is a leaner individual than I am anyway, and that's more of his thing than it is my thing. You need to cut. I would argue, Steve, you actually kind of almost need to do what I call a pre-diet. Don't just wait until you're on trend. Look at what the fuck you're eating right now and start to clean that up. Start to fucking fix it. Start to do meal prep. If you wasn't already, you should start doing those things. Get that under your belt, so to speak, for a few weeks and then introduce the stacks, which we're going to talk about. Then introduce specifically, in this case, the trend. Now, your training should be on point anyway. Don't be one of those people that waits till they're on a PED stack to get everything perfect. Have it perfect. This is how you retain muscle. This is how you look good. But then we're going to bring in trend to give you the best fucking results. So you must clean up your diet. You must make sure that every single day you're getting your cardio in. You must make sure that you're getting the absolute best out of your training. And then when you introduce trend and anything that we ask you to suggest that you stack with it, you will get the best results. What do you think on that, Steve, before we move on?
Yeah, and look, at the end of the day, in my experience, using both ACE and E, they both are going to hit you like an absolute ton of bricks. So at the end of the day, make a decision. Do you want something that's going to be in your system quicker, or do you want something that's going to linger, like trend E, when you come off? So they both hit you like a ton of bricks. Then when you stop taking it, the E will linger longer. And so if you're really annoyed with side effects from trend, which we're going to get into later, the ACE might come in handy for you. And if you don't mind injecting more frequently, ACE will be fine for you. If it's your first cycle or two, I always recommend that you go with ACE, because you can keep the cycle shorter and you'll get a good taste of what trend is all about in 5 or 6 weeks on it. And then you can come off and you won't, you know, cause so much damage in your body like you would by going with a longer cycle of 10 or 12 weeks. So at the end of the day, those would be the decisions you have to make. How long are you going to run the cycle? Do you want it in and out of your system quicker? It's going to be in your system almost in the same amount. And look, the reason for that is because trend is so fucking strong. It's so fucking strong. So it's going to hit you like a ton of bricks in either situation. And then when you stop taking it, the E will linger a little longer. So you got to make the decision on what you want to do. So I'd recommend, if it's your first time using trend, to go with ACE. I strongly, strongly recommend that, because if you do end up with issues with side effects, you'll be able to stop it. You'll be able to come off. And you know, you may get sick of it when you're on it. When you may end up getting sick of it, and you're like, I don't want this shit in my system anymore. I'm having too much issues, and I just want it out of my system. But if you're on E and you stop taking it, it may take 2-3 weeks for the side effects to die down. But with ACE, it'll take about a week and a half. Go ahead, Mobster. Anything on that?
I've got to say that I agree with that, Steve. But again, to move on. What do you think about getting the best results in terms of diet and training versus, as you said earlier on, the people that are a little bit lazy sometimes with regards to not eating as clean as they should and not necessarily getting the best results, before we talk about the options and benefits?
Yeah. You want to jump into that?
Yeah, I covered it already, buddy. I'm just bringing you back in for your opinion on that.
Yeah, at the end of the day, buddy, it's like I said, it's, look, at the end of the day with trend, here's the bottom line. If you ask 100 people who use trend, you're going to get 100 different answers. So at the end of the day, you've got to try it for yourself. And as I said, don't use trend as a first cycle. Don't use trend as a second cycle. Wait till your fifth or sixth cycle at least before you use it. And then you can make your own decisions on that. But look, every trend cycle I've done has been different. Every single one. I've had different experiences on A's. I've had different experiences on E. I had different experiences with the blends, et cetera, et cetera. So at the end of the day, it's really going to boil down to your own personal experiences. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Mobster. Yep, go ahead, Mobster. Make sure you unmute.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I've got the list here of the Parapharma options. Me and Steve are going to have a little bit of a conversation now about which we would use and how we would use them. So I'll read these out, Steve. They do an oral version, 250 micrograms. They do the Cut Stack 150, which is specifically the product I've used myself, and I've mentioned that my experiences earlier on, which consists of 50 milligrams trenpropionate, 50 milligrams trenacetate, and 50 milligrams of Mastron propionate per milliliter. They do a Trenbo Ace, which is 100 milligrams a milliliter. They do something called Long Stack 300, which is Mastron enanthate at 100 milligrams, Trenbolone enanthate at 100 milligrams, and Testosterone enanthate at 100 milligrams. They do a further product, which is slightly more potent, slightly different ratio here. Tren Mix 350, which is Trenbolone enanthate at 100 milligrams and Testosterone enanthate at 250 milligrams. And then to finish, they do something called Trenbo E200, which, as you can guess now, of course, guys, is Trenbolone enanthate at 200 milligrams a milliliter. Of these, as I said earlier on, I've used the Cut Stack 150. The oral Tren, can't say that I know anybody typically, yeah. Steve, when we talk about these kind of things on a forum, is used. Yeah. Are you aware of anybody?
My view on this is, unless you simply are paranoid or you have some type of phobia from needles and you can never use needles, or your wife doesn't let you have needles around the house because you have kids or whatever, that would be the only time I would mess with oral Tren, because the injectable is going to be far, far more superior. In fact, the oral Tren, the way the structure is of the oral Tren, is completely different than the way the injectable Tren is, where it's not even the same thing. So I would say the oral Tren is not even worth it, in my opinion. Side effects versus, you're going to get side effects on injectable Tren, but it's going to be well worth it. You see what I'm saying? The oral Tren, it's just not going to be worth it. So the only time you should mess with the oral Tren, I think, is if you have like a huge phobia of needles, or you just can't have needles at all. So it might be something for you to try, but the injectable is going to be far superior, in my opinion. But Parapharma has the oral Tren if you do want to try it.
Yeah. Of these, Steve, I think the Trenbo Ace 100 or Trenbo A100 specifically would be an ideal first-time choice. As Steve said earlier on, if you've never used Trenbolone at all and you're thinking about using Tren for a cutting stack, as we've discussed it today, this would be my first-time choice for a user, purely and simply for, how do I manage Trenbolone? How do I process it? Am I going to struggle with the side effects? Could I have made things slightly differently? And then it gives you more of a quicker get-out, so to speak. So that would be my first choice. Now, my personal experience, as I said, is the Cut Stack 150. Now, looking at the options they've got available, I think the Long Stack 300 or more of the Cut Stack 150 would be my argument for popularity. If you was going to run a product solo, then I would probably look at the Trenbo E200, the enanthate, purely and simply because You know that you're going to get on with it. You're well aware of the side effects. You know the results you're going to get, and you've decided to go solo for a decent length of time. Let me have a quick look here, Steve. And this is just a question of stacking products together and so on and so forth. With the CutStack 150, the product's already stacked. And I know people, for example, I ran that, which was 3 pins a week. So I was getting 450 milligrams total for the results that we touched upon earlier on. What about your experience, Stephen? What would you stack with any of these products? So we can talk about that as well.
So first of all, the CutStack 150, that's going to be the most popular option for those of you who are competing or just want to shred up ahead of a show or ahead of a vacation or ahead of photos or something, because that Masterin addition to it is going to harden you up and increase your vascularity to an amazing level. So it's really going to work great for you if you want to go that route. Another option too, with the LongStack 300, is for those of you who want to run maybe a longer cycle. So with the CutStack 150, you want to run it like 8 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks would be good on it. And then the LongStack 300, you want to run it at least 8 weeks, maybe 8-10 weeks, because it has a longer ester. So that would be something for you who have more experience. So that would be the two best options, in my opinion, to cut down. You should be able to cut down beautifully on a stack like that. Those of you who really react well to testosterone out there, and you're able to cut down on testosterone well, which some of you will, some of you won't, the Trend Mix 350, as you mentioned, Mobster, could be a good one for you, because it is the trend in testosterone mix. But a lot of you out there would, I know for me, it would be more of a bulking and strength blend than it would be a cutting blend. But like I said, there is a percentage of you out there, maybe 20, 30%, maybe 35%, who do cut really well on testosterone. Why? Because everybody's different, like we said. So that would be the options. And of course, if you don't want to use a blend at all, you could just go with the Trembo Ace 100 or the Trembo E200, which is the Tren E, and just run Tren. Now, other options from Parapharma that you can stack here, Anavar. Yeah. I know you're a big fan of Anavar. Maybe touch upon Anavar after this, Mobster. But Tebow is a good one. I've done Tebow with Trend many times, and Tebow is kind of like the baby sister or the baby brother of Anavar. And I like Tebow a lot because it helps. It seems to be really good for endurance, and it doesn't cause a lot of pumps like Anavar will. So for me, if I want to do like a lot of cardio on the cycle, and Trend is going to mess up your cardio. So it's like Tebow can kind of offset it. Another one that can offset cardio too, Mobster, is Equipoise. So Equipoise might be a good option with Trend, and I've done that before, because the Trend's going to ruin your cardio, and the Equipoise is going to help your cardio. Equipoise is one of the best ones for those of you who want to do endurance or cardio. So if you want to, you know, cut on your cycle and you want to do a lot more cardio like you were doing, Mobster, you want to increase your cardio, but you know Trend's going to wreck your cardio, then Tebow or Equipoise would be a good option. What do you think about those, and what do you think about Anavar?
Yeah, I made a list as Steve was talking, and I absolutely agree with Steve's comments on the Tebow. We've actually mentioned this a few times, Steve, because as Steve's touched upon, the effects on your cardio, it just makes it that much more difficult for you to get your steps in or hit the treadmill or hit the Stairmaster, and you're going to be sweating like a motherfucker. So you have the two options here, and of the two options, Tebow would be the one. It was deliberately designed to enable people to not be the giants swollen the fuck up, etc., that they was back in the Olympics, and still have that athleticism, still be functional in the way that they trained for in order to beat the competition. Meaning in our case, as we're cutting, that you're still going to have the energy, the ability, maybe not as much with the trend as without, but certainly in a way that makes it more manageable and more capable. You still need to plug away, guys. EQ would be the next one after that, followed, I think, by Winstrol. EQ again, because it's going to give you some athletic ability, some ability to do cardio, just not as potently as Tebow on a milligram for milligram basis. And then finally, and if there's an issue here, Steve, and again, this will completely depend on your condition when you started and how your condition improved as you went along, the wind stroll. And the only issue there is the drying out issue. You don't forget again, guys, sweating on trim, trying to get the cardio in. And you're going to add the potential, if you get really lean or really dry, for that sort of drying out issue that some people struggle with. I'm going to touch upon briefly the VAR. And I will move away briefly from cutting, because for me, I've found VAR, especially so in the past, incredibly useful for me to peak for my strength. And the idea of using a shorter rest-advised version of trend to maintain strength or increase strength, and then a small 30 to 50 milligrams a day for a short period of time, say 4 to 6 weeks at the end of a strength cycle, and bring in VAR. The only issue there is going to be the shin pumps, the muscle pumps that some people struggle with. But in terms of me peaking my strength, that would be ideal. And again, guys, you might want to hold on to touch your strength while you're cutting as well. So look at that thing. Let me mitigate some of the side effects here, Steve. Managing issues with trend. Right, so I've touched upon this already. Number one, be in some kind of condition when you start. Don't be 300 pounds of 40% body fat and think you're going to get away with no side effects, because the doses would need to be minimal. If you use typical doses, the leaner you are, the better you are. That also applies to conditioning. And again, you're going to want a level of conditioning anyway, as well as still being able to get your steps in, do your cardio, hit the Stairmaster, ride the bike, hit the rower, so on and so forth. So don't start from a bad place. Start from a good place to get better results. Steve and I are both familiar, both through our personal experiences and looking out at the experiences of many, many thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of users. Diet, diet, and more diet. The guys, the ladies, if on the handful that we know about that use trend, get the best results if their diet is on fucking point. And arguably, Steve, you can actually include this in a diet. One of the things I know Steve's recommended before, and this especially applies to as we do this show, we're getting towards the summer, so mid-spring, we talk about hydrating fruits. So, for example, make sure to mitigate side effects, you stay hydrated. One of the things I do now, Steve, and that's just at this time of year, maybe a sign of my age as well, is I will have a bottle of dilute squash by the side of my bed. If I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm dry, I will have a mouthful and then go back to sleep. Just to stop my mouth trying that. On trend, I think that would be a given. We have seen experiences with users where they absolutely must consume, and it depends where you live in the world and just how hot it is, liters, pints. I think the typical, and you'd be able to say something about this, Steve, 8 or 9 pints, a gallon of water per day. And at certain places, and certain places in the world, more. You do not want to get dehydrated. One of the issues, is again, with mitigation, for example, I think you've touched upon this in the past, and it sounds like a silly thing to say, having a fucking fan in your bedroom. People will talk about, again, with the side effects, the trend sweats that Steve talked about.
Yeah, we're going to get into that. But I want to touch upon...
Yeah, talk about
it. Yeah, I don't mean to interrupt you. I want to touch upon the diet, because you brought up a good point about the fruits.
Yeah, talk about the diet, especially your personal experience as well, Steve.
Yeah, and one of the tricks that I did is I would go to the grocery store, go to the produce section, and I pick up some good organic melons, okay? A lot of times they have sales, whatever, you know, is in season. A lot of people here where I am in North America, I don't know if it's the same way with you, Britain. I think it is in the Northern Hemisphere. Melons, watermelon especially, is in season during the summer. And then if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, our friends in Australia and New Zealand, it's the opposite. I believe your season would be the other time of the year, which would be your summer and our winter. So that's a great option. But also cantaloupe, honeydew, a lot of these melons, what I do, whatever is in season, whatever looks good, a lot of times the grocery stores, what they'll do, at least where I shop, is they'll cut it in half, right? They'll cut it in half. This way you can see the inside. Because the problem with melon is that you buy melon, you don't know, you're going to open it up, it could be rotten, you know? So I like the grocery stores that cut it in half, and this way you can actually see what's inside. So I'll get that, even if though it's a little more expensive to get that, because they're basically charging you for cutting it in half. But at least this way you don't get home, open it up, and it's no good on the inside. Pineapple, tropical fruits are really good. Pineapple is great on trend because pineapple has bromelain in it, and papaya does as well. And what this compound does is it helps with your digestion. So you can basically, after every single meal, you can have a little pineapple or have a little papaya. And that will also help you hydrate. It's going to have a lot of electrolytes. It's going to have a lot of vitamins and minerals. So, you know, and that's going to help when you're on trend, because on trend, you can't drink enough when you're on trend, especially if you live in a warmer climate. It just seems like when you're on trend, no matter how much you drink, it's never enough. And so eating foods like fruit that have a high water content, which fruit does, and has a lot of electrolytes, coconut, raw coconut water, I would load up on that, some really cold raw coconut water. Make sure you read the ingredients, guys. A lot of these coconut waters, you go to the grocery store, you look at the ingredients, they add sugar, they add preservatives. No. Get the raw, pay a little more money to go to the health food store and get the raw coconut water. It's expensive. I know it's expensive, but trust me, it's well worth it. And have, just always be drinking water, guys. Like, as soon as you get up in the morning, drink. Before you go to bed, drink. You're going to get up at night to pee, drink. You know, because on trend, I'm a big believer in not getting up at night to drink, because we don't need water. But on trend, you need water. On trend, you need water. If you don't drink water on trend, you're going to get yourself into trouble. So it's very, very important. And you got to eat a clean diet on trend. Don't eat shit that's going to upset your stomach on trend. You need to know what foods you're intolerant to and what's you're not. Like, if you can't have dairy without getting nauseous because you're lactose intolerant, then why the fuck would you have dairy on trend? Because trend itself is going to make you nauseous. Now you're eating something that makes you nauseous. So diet is crucial on trend. It's about avoiding things that will mess up with your stomach. And that's what you want to avoid. Don't go eat restaurant foods which are full of oils and garbage in it, because that's going to mess up your stomach, especially on trend. So you don't want anything to interfere with your trend cycle. You want to have a really, really good diet on trend. Eat whole foods. You want to be food prepping. You want to do all that stuff if you want the most success out of trend. And as Momster said earlier, you've got to cut out the junk and cut out the sweets when you're on trend. If you want to cut and you want to have the best results, you've got to food prep. You got to eat clean foods. You got to load up on carbs on trend. If you're not a carb person, then trend is probably not a good idea for you. The good carbs, the sweet potatoes, the rice, the brown rice especially, rice pasta, as long as you're okay digesting it, or vegetable pasta, something like that, a lot of good carbs. I guess a lot of fruits, lots of vegetables, those are good carbs. You want to stick to the good carbs. And the good carbs are going to help feed your body when you're on trend, and they're going to be beneficial while you're on trend, and you're still going to be able to cut. You know, don't be like, oh my God, I can't have carbs because I'm not going to be able to cut on carbs. Bullshit. All right. Bullshit. We got on the forum people doing logs who are eating 300, 400, 500 grams of carbs, and they're shredding up. Why is that? Because carbs aren't your enemy. You've got to stick to the clean carbs. So find clean carbs while you're on trend. That's going to be very, very important as far as your diet. Mobster, you can touch on diet a little bit, or definitely talk about training, because you're the training guru.
Yeah, you just mentioned something there, Steve, and I'm thinking of one example just off the top of my head, who's one of our regular buddies. We've even had him on as a guest, and I believe at one point he was hitting 500, 600 grams a day of carbs. And he's still in condition now, even as we're doing this show, and I don't think he's on trend. I was going to ask you a question. This relates actually to the length of cycles. So we talked about products that we might stack with it. And again, Parapharma has all of those products. We've touched upon side effects. I will mention training in a moment. So the length, I've seen, and it's just for cycle lengths again. Steve mentioned earlier on with regards to the ACE 8 weeks and the Enanthate 10 to 12 weeks. I've got to say that I agree with Steve on those. First time experience, ACE for a short period of time, just to see how you manage, guys, and then stretching out to 8 weeks, 10 weeks. As Steve said, more experience using an MFA, stretching it out to 12 weeks. I have seen examples, and I've got to say that I've said for the most part, no, where people were talking about trend for 16 to 20 weeks. I'm going to say no, purely simply because most people, that would be horrendous experience in terms of the side effects. And probably because Steve touched upon this on other shows we've done, when he talks about all steroids are kind of inflammatory, so foods are inflammatory. And the problem, and this is the reason for the side effects with Tren, is the inflammatory response of Tren on the body. So the idea that you would be stressing your body above and beyond what you need to, i.e. cutting, muscle building, strength building, doesn't make sense to me that you want to stress your body any more than you need to. Oh, something else, Steve, just to finish on that thought, make sure that you're using an organ protector on cycle for those same reasons. And when Steve was talking about it, on just to finish, because of the sweating, you're probably going to be sweating out some of your electrolytes. So that's another advantage of the fresh fruits and the hydrating fruits that Steve talked about. Training. Look, guys, if we include the idea of the Tren side effects and the food partition that we talked about earlier on, and especially when it comes to cardio, it can be difficult, and especially for the inexperienced user. But this is one of those situations. You've made the choice to use Tren. You know that Tren works. You know that Tren's effective. And because you've listened to the show, you're well aware of the side effects. So it comes down to this. As I said earlier on, preparatory cardio, preparatory training, your diet's on point, then you start the Tren. And because you're aware of the potential issues and side effects, but also the great results, do your fucking damnedest to make sure that this is the time when you grind. Imagine it thus, and we touched upon this earlier on, Steve, it's a kind of difference between being 100% focused and half-assed. Half-assed with Tren, you're still going to see something. You're still going to see something like a result, a positive result. But if you can grind in the gym, if you can get in there, I think this is what I would do, Steve. I would absolutely go to the gym with a plan. I'd work exactly on those muscles that I need to work on. The majority of our listeners are going to be bodybuilders or people looking to cut. If I was cutting, I would do my cardio first. This is just so you know that you've done the conditioning work. You know that you've been burning calories. I would probably try to do that in the earlier part of the day when it's cooler. So there's a couple of tips right there. In terms of training, hit it hard, keep it brief. And again, this is because of some of the side effects, the sweats, et cetera, et cetera. I wouldn't want to do a two-hour workout, Steve, smashing a granny out of shit and be sweating like a motherfucker and coughing and God knows what else. So get it in, get it focused, moderate to heavyweights for you bodybuilders. Just be squeezing on the contraction and think, this is probably a little bit of a tip again, every single thing that you do, whether it's with a knife and fork or barbell or a dumbbell in the gym or on the treadmill, think cut. Everything you're doing is about getting you into shape. That's the reason you made the choice. That's the reason why you're there. We should probably do this kind of thing all the time, Steve. But I think in this example, it's especially important to do exactly that kind of stuff and get it fucking on point. I want to touch upon, and this is as we get towards the end of the show here, Steve, and we've done this, and I'll bring my experience back into this. We always like to talk about why we talk about certain companies. And today's company, of course, is Parapharma. So you go, number one, as we've done on other shows, have we used Parapharma product? Yes. I specifically mentioned that I'd used the CutStack 150 and the results that I got. This isn't me talking out of my arse. I'm not making up shit as I go along. I literally have personal experience of using Parapharma products. We talk about, as we've done on many, many shows, how a company like Parapharma comes to be discussed on the shows. Well, that's because it's a good, solid company producing products that fucking work. We know that, again, for the same reasons I've stated on other shows, because we can prove for ourselves, just me and Steve as we do this show, but also hundreds of users on Evolutionary, and I mean hundreds. You come on the forums, you click, you put Parapharma into the search, and see the number of threads where people are using Parapharma in their logs. You then go into those logs, see the food that those guys have eaten. See them, as Steve just said, as we do this show, it's early spring for me here in the UK, but it's been 40 fucking degrees in Australia in the last couple of weeks. I believe you've had a cyclone in Australia recently. You've got the weather in the US has gone from New York freezing cold, the down where Steve lives in Florida, much, much warmer. So the ability to train certain weathers and temperatures, et cetera, makes a lot of sense in that particular regard. So again, you can look on these logs and see people that are training in different places, in different temperatures, and still getting great results. And you see great results from the guys that food prep. You see great results from the guys that put these things up. But more specifically here, you can literally put ParaPharma and see the logs where people are running their products. I can't think of a single example, Steve, as we do this show, of one person who's logging and using ParaPharma that said any problems. None. They might have had to wait for a product to turn up. That's probably as bad as it's got. Talk about the success of users using ParaPharma, Steve, in that particular example. Can you think of a single person that's had a problem with ParaPharma?
No, I have not. And another thing that ParaPharma does really well is that they provide a lot of good sales. Seems like month after month, you know, they're posting on the forums. They're saying, you know, there's a sale for this month, there's a sale for that. There's a deal on this. There's the freebies. If you buy this much, you know, stuff, you get, you know, free this, free that. So they're always trying their best. I mean, you know, in these economic times, to make sure that their customers have something, you know, something extra that they can provide. So the nice thing about them, they've been around a long time. I think 15 years now, Mobster. So at the end of the day, they've been around a long time. Their products have been around a long time, and they're tested, and they're very well priced. And that's important to a lot of people. They also have excellent customer service, and they have excellent shipping. So you can come on the forum, and you can find out where to get ParaPharma. They are definitely a top-tier source. And when it comes to trend, a good quality source can make a lot of difference. Over the years, I've seen a lot of trend being manufactured in bathtubs because it's one of the easiest ones to manufacture and one of the cheapest ones to manufacture. So you see a lot of cheap trend out there, bathtub gear, I call it. And what happens is people use that stuff and it's overdosed, it's underdosed, it's low quality, it's got a lot of crap in it, a lot of chemicals, a lot of you know, things in it, metals that don't belong in our body. You're injecting that shit? No. You want to make sure you use a high quality brand like ParaPharma when you're using Trend, because you want a good pure product, and you'll notice you get less problems on ParaPharma Trend than you would on that bathtub gear that you're getting from the guy in the white van behind the gym. Mobster, finish up with ParaPharma.
I was just going to finish on that thought, Steve, thinking the days of the cattle pellets and the Phenoplex and having to break it down with fucking DMSO and acetone and rub it on your skin and shit. Those days are long gone, guys. Absolutely long gone. And you've got more Trenbolone options than you've had before. It used to be literally, as we said earlier on, Trenbolone Ace only. So you want to make sure, as Steve said, use a solid source like ParaPharma to source your Trenbolone. When they've done the work for you, put it together for different products so you absolutely can make the right choice for you. You can use the information in this podcast to make sure that whether you're going to use acetate or enanthate, and you listen to this show again just to say, what can I do to get the best from my diet, from my conditioning, from my training, and so on and so forth. And then absolutely go to ParaPharma, look at the product options, pick what's the best for you, and know, just because you've literally, users like to say, I've done my research and I've made sure that ParaPharma is a solid brand producing solid products and putting out and getting people great results, because that is ultimately what we're talking about here. Can you cut using Trenbolone from ParaPharma? Yes, you can, I think, as the song goes. There you go, guys. Thank you very much for listening. As always, please note, we are not doctors and the opinions are ours. It is our view based on our experience and views on the topic. A podcast for informational purposes, entertainment only, the freedom of speech, and the First Amendment.